The Hippo King, a folk tale from Nigeria. Long ago, one of the most important kings in Africa was the King of the Hippos. Only the King of the Elephants was more important than he was. The King of the Hippos had 10 beautiful, round, fat wives, and he loved them all very much. Every day, the king and his wives went down to the river to swim and roll in the mud. Although the king of the hippos was very important, his name was a great secret, and no one knew it except for his 10 beautiful wives. On holidays and festivals, the king of the hippos invited all the hippos and their friends and neighbors to a big feast. At the feast, there were all kinds of delicious foods to eat and palm wine to drink. At one of the feasts, just before the hippos and their guests sat down to eat, the king of the hippos said, "My friends, you are here to eat the food at my feast. But first, one of you must tell me my name, or I'll send you all home with no dinner." All the animals were very hungry, and they tried hard to guess the king's name.
"Is your name Bruto?"
asked a monkey with a long tail.
But the king's wives laughed and shook their heads.
"Is Zaba your name?"
asked a crocodile with long white teeth. But the king and his wives laughed even more.
"Karima
is a good name for a king,"
said a hungry long green snake.
But the king and his wives all shook their heads and laughed again. "Ha ha! No, no! None of you knows my name. You must go home without eating,"
the king finally said, and he and his 10 wives all laughed very loudly. So the guests had to leave all the delicious food and the good palm wine and go home hungry.
However, before he left the feast, a turtle stood up and said,
"I will tell you your name at the next feast, O king. What will you do then?"
"I'll be so ashamed that I'll take my wives and all of my children and go and live in the river," answered the king.
Then the king of the hippos and his 10 beautiful, round, fat wives sat down and ate the whole feast.
"That was a very good joke to play on our guests," they said, and laughed loudly.
The turtle did not know the king's name, but he knew that the king and his wives walked down to the river every morning and every evening to swim. The king walked first, and his wives followed him, walking two by two. One morning, before the next feast, the turtle made a hole in the path to the river. Then he hid in the mud at the side of the path and waited for the king and his wives to pass. First the king passed, and then two of his wives. Two more wives went past, and then another two. The next two wives passed, but none of them fell in the hole in the path. As the king's last two wives walked past the turtle's hiding place, one of the wives fell into the hole in the path and hurt her foot.
"Oh, Isantim, my husband, I've hurt my foot," she shouted.
The king of the hippos and his other 9 wives came to help the wife with the hurt foot, and the clever turtle went away quietly before anybody saw him.
He was very happy and went home to wait for the next feast.
Before the start of the next feast, the king of the hippos again said,
"Guests, one of you must tell me my name, or I'll send you all home with no dinner."
The turtle stood up and said, "O King, promise not to kill me, and I'll tell you your name."
"Okay, I promise not to kill you," answered the King of the Hippos.
The king's wives did not look very happy.
"Your name is Isantim, O King," said the turtle.
The King of the Hippos and his 10 round wives looked very angry. But all the guests shouted and laughed. Then they all sat down, ate the delicious feast and drank the palm wine. After the feast, they went home, very full and very happy. The next day, extremely ashamed, the King of the Hippos and his 10 beautiful, round, fat wives took all their children and went down to the river together to live in the water. That is why hippos stay in the water all day and only come out at night.